Praise is awaiting you, O God in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach you that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. Heavenly Father, we come before you today just so glad, God, that you decided to give us another day on your earth, another opportunity to come into your midst, another opportunity to worship you and proclaim to a world that is broken that you are worthy and that you are the great fixer. Another opportunity, oh God, to be blessed by the outpouring of your goodness. Oh Father God, anoint this place with your presence. Anoint this place with your power. Anoint this place with your mercy and your grace. And let our worship be a sweet-smelling savior, a sweet-smelling aroma in your nostrils. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the people of God say amen. Lord, praise the Lord. We want to welcome you on behalf of our senior pastor, Pastor Andrea, Dr. Andrea Trustee King, who is not here today. But on behalf of her, we welcome you. I am just not even worthy to carry on looser shoelaces, but I'm your assistant pastor, Pastor Anthony Drummond. We want to welcome you to Imani Praise Fellowship. Amen. Amen. If you've never been here before, we pray that you would discover that you've come to the right place. You've come to the right place. Do we have any first-time visitors? First-time visitors, please raise your hand. We just want to acknowledge you. Amen, 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 amen. We want you to know that this is the place where God is. Amen. And you will discover it. You will discover it as the service goes on. You will discover this is a special place. We pray. At this time, we're going to proceed on with our service as is printed in the bulletin. We're going to do what we always do. Come on, Minister of Music. We're going to take a little time. We're going to have our first elder and the praise team come on up. And we just want you to sit back and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. Good morning, boys and girls. Did you have a good week last week? At least you're honest. I appreciate that. That's okay. I have a question for you guys. How many of you have ever been to Disneyland? Yeah? Did you like it? Were there a lot of people there? Can you imagine what it would feel like to get lost at Disneyland? Not being around your mommy, not being around your daddy, just you? Would you be scared? Yeah? Well, the story today is, it's about Jesus when he was 12 years old. He went with his parents to the Passover. Now, being 12, they let him travel with the men because, at 12 they figure he's big enough to go with the men and not with his mommy. And so he went. But the sad part is, his parents lost him. Or he lost his parents. There was some losing of the kid that happened there. And so it was a place like Disneyland with a lot of people. So just think about the fact that you're lost. You don't know anybody. It's all these people and you're just trying to figure out, where's my mommy or my daddy? But guess what? Jesus was not scared. Jesus was in a temple reading the Bible and talking about the Bible to the other people that were there. His parents were scared. They spent 3 days looking for him, walking around. Have you seen Jesus? No. Have you seen Jesus? No. Have you seen Jesus? No. Mary was scared and Joseph was also worried because they couldn't find Jesus. When they did find him 3 days later, they went back to the temple 3 days later, they found him. Jesus is there preaching and reading the Bible. Now, I have a question for you. Which one of you would like on Sabbath mornings to come up here and help us to read the Bible? You know that as a child you can read the Bible? Yeah, you'd like to be a part of Divine Hour and read the Bible for us? I like that. Praise God. You'd like to also? Yes. What I'm trying to say with our story is it doesn't need an adult to tell somebody else about God. It doesn't require an adult to read the Bible to someone else. Even as a child, you could do it. Any one of you could do it. And so my challenge for you, not just this week, not just tomorrow, is to spend some time reading the Bible so you can share it with somebody else. And if when the opportunity does present itself, for you to come up here and be a part of Divine Hour and participate in the service, because you too could teach an adult something about God. Okay? So that's what I'd like you guys to bear in mind. Now we're gonna all stand. Someone is gonna pray for us. I don't know who wants to, but that's a part of leading. Someone, let's see who wants to volunteer to lead today. You wanna be first? Okay. Come on. Stop that. Come on. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Come on. Let's get closer together. And remember that we're in the sanctuary, so we're supposed to be reverent and respectful. Very good. I like it. Okay, let's pray.
Hey, Father, I pray as we have a nice day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you for blessing this day and letting us wake up. Please keep us safe and protected. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. A child should lead the way. So here are our children. They're going to lead us. You guys have a good Sabbath, okay?
Do you really believe that God's faithfulness is great? You know, there is so much about our Heavenly Father that we don't understand. I had a conversation with my children this morning, and one of them struggles with something that I struggled with when I was a kid. I tried to figure out, and I almost lost my mind thinking about this very question. How did God ever exist? We can't answer that question. I thought about it and thought about it, and finally I gave up and just said, I just need to believe. I just have to believe that the Lord ever existed like he says that he did. But one of the most important things that I know as an individual that only I can speak for myself is that God is truly, truly faithful in all things. Now, it's prayer time. And I know that I'm not the only one in this room that has had to deal with a struggle. And you don't know what it's like to struggle with sin until you enjoy sin enough and you want to let it go to struggle with it. You know, I'm not a smoker. I don't drink and do any of those things. So I can't understand how somebody who struggles with that, what it means to want to let it go. But I know that God and his faithfulness can turn any situation around and allow it to be a benefit for you. So whatever it is that you're dealing with today, I want to encourage you, whatever it is. Some people might be struggling with an addiction that you don't want anybody else to know about. And I know I don't want you to know some things in my past. You'll never know. Praise the Lord. But today, thankfulness to the Lord, I'm a new creature. Amen? So whatever you're struggling with, it's okay to keep it to yourself, but share it with one person, and that's Christ. So I want to encourage you today. I'm not going to ask you what your struggle is, and it's not my business. But if you want the Lord to help you overcome your struggle, just meet me up front. If you don't want to overcome your struggle, fine. That's up to you and the Lord. But if you do want to overcome, it doesn't have to be a big... God deals with our small issues. our small issues, no matter how mundane it is to other people, to the Lord, it's an issue that he wants to deal with. Maybe you can stand in the gap for someone else. Maybe you're not going to stand for yourself. Stand in the gap for someone that you know needs to overcome something. And if nothing more, we need to overcome sin. Amen. The Bible says, he that overcometh. Only those that overcome. Only those that overcome will be saved. Oh God, this morning, Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you had a plan of salvation. Thank you, Father, for being willing to die on a cross. Even when we hated you, Lord, you made it in your mind that you would die for us anyhow. Oh God, I'm so thankful that I don't have the power that you have, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you have not entrusted in us, because we would destroy one another, Father. But when they nailed Christ to the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, Lord, if we could have a spirit of Christ, how many lives would be saved, Lord? How many neighbors would we reach out to? How many homeless people would we provide a place to stay, Lord? How many bank accounts would we use, Father, to bless those who are unfortunate than us? Yet, Father, it is evident even in this time that love is waxing cold in this world, Father. Oh, God, forgive us, Lord, where we have slipped. Thank you, oh, God, for being faithful, that you said, if we confess our sins, Lord, you are faithful and just, and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O Lord. Because you said in your word that unrighteousness is sin. O Father, if we have love in our heart for the world, I pray that you might fill it with the Spirit. Remove that love for the world, because love for the world is enmity with you, Lord. Today, O God, I pray that all of those standing, sitting, in another room, wherever they are, that are under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you might help them with whatever the struggle is to overcome, Lord. We are not perfect in Christ, but help us, Lord, to understand what it means to have a true walk with thee, Father. Some of us standing in this circle, Lord, might be dealing with an addiction to pornography. Some of us, Lord, might be trying to decide whether we want to stay in our marriage or not. Some of us, Lord, might have a hatred for someone because of something that they've done to us, Lord. But, Father, this is not your love. And I just pray, Lord, that you might help us to see beyond our own pain and learn to love for the sake of love, oh, Father. Give us eye salve that we might see the true nature of what sin is in our lives, Lord, and then heal us. Cleanse us of the filthiness that separates us from you, O Lord. Because you said it is not that your ear is stopped that you cannot hear, Lord. But we have allowed ourselves to be in a place under the enslavement of sin that you won't hear us, Father. So today we want to say thank you, Lord, because you didn't have to do anything that you've done on our behalf. We want to say thank you, Lord, because you overcame sin in this life. You had the victory, Lord, over death. And you've promised us, Father, that we might have a life that extends beyond eternity, a life without end. We don't deserve that, Lord, but we want to say thank you today just for your mercy, oh God. Thank you for loving us so much that you're willing to give us eternal life in Christ Jesus. We pray and we say thanks, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.